Welcome. It's Jackie with Peer Trainer, and I have JJ Virgin on the line. Hi, JJ.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, this is what you're tuned into, the five things you have to do to be successful, and the one thing you must never do or you'll make yourself worse overnight. Now, I want to tell you if this call is for you. If you have been considering a cleanse and want to make sure you do it right, you know, if you're confused, you know, as to which cleanse is best, there's so much conflicting hype and things out there. You'd like to drop a few pounds, debloat as quickly as possible. I'm sure everybody wants to do that. Or you need a kick in the butt, some proven strategies to get out of the rut, break the plateau. And I want to just go through what you're going to learn on this call. Number one, you must cut out what you must cut out to really detoxify, because it's probably what you're eating to be healthy every day. What you must include in your diet in order to detox optimally. You know, what's essential to ensure your overall success, and really the secret weapon to control your appetite and control your cravings.
Awesome. So as you can tell, that's a lot of stuff. And so you know what I did here, Jackie, was I put together a worksheet, and hopefully everyone's got this worksheet in front of them. Yes, it's like back to school here, right? If you don't have the worksheet, then you can go to peertrainer.com/worksheet. See how easy we make this. And grab it, because this will help you really key into what you want to get out of this call, because we're going to go over a load of stuff. We're going to spend about an hour. Going to go over a load of stuff and really things, and this is what I always love to have people leave with, are stuff you can do right now that will make a change, immediate action steps, and by the way, things that will make a big change. But I also want to let you know, if you're listening to this and kind of hitting a little bit of overwhelm, breathe, because towards the end of the hour, what we'll do is also show you that if you want to kind of dig deeper, partner up with us on this, we'll show you how to do that too. So we're going to explain how you could work with us on this. So just grab that worksheet, again, peertrainer.com/worksheet if you don't have it already. Get out your pen and get ready, because this information can make a massive shift in your weight, in your energy, in your skin, in your focus quickly.
Yeah, and you know, before we dive in, I want to talk just a little bit about JJ and why I invited her to really kick this off. You know, she's triple board certified in clinical nutrition. You all have heard this so many times. I'm sure you've heard other calls. She's certified health and fitness specialist. But the big thing is that she is been on two seasons of Dr. Phil. She also is on that TLC, Freaky Eaters. I don't know if you've caught it. But her work has impacted millions. She's always in the media commenting about this stuff and her programs. But, you know, the most interesting thing is she is really the speaker at so many of these national medical conferences. You know, her actual day job is teaching physicians how to integrate nutrition and lifestyle strategies in their offices. And so she's really widely regarded as the leading expert in overcoming the weight loss resistance. So she's really the ideal person to be guiding you through this and helping you get to that different place that obviously we're all looking to do.
Hey, can I say too, to really cut through all the BS and hype out there? I mean, if there's not a subject that there's more wackadoodle stuff going on with, it's detoxification or cleansing. And I guess because we all share the same pain, Jackie. I know you relate to this just like me, as we're all kind of in the midst of this struggle because we've got kids and work and travel and stress. It's like, ah. And, you know, I mean, hey, we're both kind of in this world, and we commiserate. I'll share with you. While listening, kind of, we commiserate that some bad habits can creep up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yes, and I mean, and then you sit there and go, okay, tomorrow I am going to stop this, right?
Uh-huh. I just did that yesterday.
I know. Did you stop it today, or?
It's what? It's in the middle of the day, but I keep going.
So, you know, it's like just if you're kind of sitting there beating yourself up a bit, hey, we're all in this together, and we all face these same struggles. I mean, all of us, we kind of know what to do, but we sort of need a kick in the butt as to what to do. Although I will tell you there's a lot of misinformation on this subject, and we are going to cut through that. But I think more importantly is if you are feeling kind of overwhelmed and frustrated, you feel like, you know, some bad habits maybe with the, you know, last couple months, just bad habits have popped in, and you're not feeling as great as usual, as lean, fit, healthy, energetic, focused as you want to be, then this is call office for you, and I've got some insider secrets I'm going to just lay on you. So let's get to it.
So my first question is, why should we detox?
Yeah, and this is interesting because detox can mean so many different things. So for the sake of this call, when we're looking at detox, it's really to detoxify yourself from all of the stuff out there in our environment. And like, first off, let's look at what this stuff is. I mean, every single day, and even if, by the way, you went and traveled to some of the most pristine areas in the world, it wouldn't matter at this point because there are just toxins. We're overrun with them. And that's things like all of the different chemicals and the cleansers, the pesticides, the hormones that are added into the food supply, the water, and actually, even worse than that, are the things that we can even create ourselves, like gut bacterial overgrowth and some of the toxic responses from our metabolism and even our toxic thoughts from, you know, mean people.
Right. But, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, when you look at it, it's like I started looking at a list of like, air purifiers are one of the biggest jokes, like those air fresheners, but air fresheners and dry cleaners and laundry detergent and, you know, the pesticides on fruits and vegetables and hair coloring and nail polish and lipstick. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, wow. So, and the challenge with that is when you start to think of toxicity, our body's kind of a toxin history book. Okay, where we just start to store all this stuff up. It's why I got interested in it because I focus on something called weight loss resistance, when your body doesn't lose weight well. And when our body basically is going to either try to get rid of these toxins, which is something you want to do every single day. You want to be getting rid of toxins every day. But if you're getting more in than you can get out, they got to go somewhere. And they tend to store in your fat. And then your body likes to hold on to that fat so you're not freeing up the toxins. And it's really amazing because when you start to look at toxicity, and, you know, I don't want to, like, get everyone running, you know, running for the padded rooms here, but toxins are not benign. I mean, it really, they play a role in all of the major health conditions, like almost every single health condition. Diabetes, mm-hmm. You know, it was interesting. The NHANES study found that we always thought that, oh, people, you know, who are obese have a higher risk of diabetes, and we found out that people who are obese only had a higher risk of diabetes if they had a higher toxic overload, which more obese people do because, again, toxins store in our fat. But heart disease, hypertension, cancer, weight loss resistance, psych disorders, neurological conditions, I mean, Parkinson's, dementia. And then, okay, so those are the biggies. Those are the big scary ones. But, you know, just common stuff that we're all dealing with every single day, like, hello, fatigue, you know, and that, like, gee, you know, I can't seem to lose this last little weight, hormone imbalance, more
that
PMS,
5 o'clock
joint
crash.
Pain, yeah, headaches, skin disorders, poor focus, faster aging. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be a wild one. I'll tell you a couple stories. I had this one woman who came to me and, you know, when we look at what are toxins, it can be the obvious things like, you know, going to one of those toxic dry cleaners and bringing home the stuff in the bags. Okay, we know that one, you know, or the pesticides are spraying outside. But it can be things you're not thinking about, like that whole grain goodness bread you ate. And I had a woman come in and we took her off of gluten and she'd had Achilles tendonitis for a year. She'd been going to a physical therapist for a year. And it went away in a week.
Oh, my gosh.
Ate gluten again and came back. So it was like, so foods can also create toxic responses in your body. Now, I had another one, and this poor woman, you know, I'm known for being an expert in weight loss resistance. So who do I attract? Weight loss resistant people, right?
Right.
So, gee, duh. So this woman came to me, and she was 100 pounds overweight. And honestly, and this is why I've been out there fighting, Jackie, to get this message out, is because, you know, someone would look at a person like that and think, oh, that person just lacks discipline and they're just at home sitting on the couch eating ho-hos, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And nothing could have been farther from the truth. This woman was, I mean, watched her diet like crazy, exercise like crazy. And even, you know, as we were working and I was kind of digging through, why can't this woman lose weight? She had all these hormone things going on. And I go, you got to check your toxicity. She was so heavy metal toxic, sky high lead and mercury. Behind my back, she cheated on me. She went and got gastric bypass. She didn't tell me. And I'm like, oh, I wish you told me, because it's not going to work for you. Because
wow.
Her issue was that her whole metabolism was depressed because of the toxicity, right? Her
mm-hmm.
issue wasn't that she was overeating. She wasn't. If anything, she was undereating. And sure enough, she had this done, which is like a devastating surgery to your body, and she didn't lose weight. So,
wow.
You know, it really took, and it really takes with people, depending, again, on the level. And that's why, you know, we want to really detoxify every day and never get to that point. But, you know, this woman's not going to lose weight till she starts to get those toxins out, right?
Yeah, you know, in previous conversations, I've heard you say that detox is a continuum. What do you mean by that?
That's such a great one, and that brings up the story. So, you know, when we think about a cleanse or a detoxification program, and boy, are there some crazy things out there. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
You know, I want to bust some of those myths. But detoxification can be anything as simple as, you know, starting, if you're someone who drinks sodas, switching over to, say, sparkling water with some fresh lime squeezed in. You know, if you're eating white bread, switching over to, say, a gluten-free whole grain bread. If you're eating, drinking juice, switching over to whole fruit. All of those things to me are detoxification. You know, adding in more exercise, sweating more. So it's really about this continuum. You know, we tend to think of it as an extreme. Okay, a detox is when I, you know, drink Master Cleanser and don't eat for a week, which, by the way, is one of the most terrible things you can possibly do. Where I look at detoxification is it's any shift that can either do one of two things: help you release more toxins or stop you from putting more toxins in your body. And so you've got to look at that equation. It is not just one-sided, right?
Mm-hmm.
First thing we should always look at is identify, where are all these different toxins coming from? Where are we getting them? And what could we change? And I will be honest with you, like, I'm not going to stop getting my nails done,
mm-hmm.
but I can use a totally organic skincare line, right? So, you know, I pick my shots on things, and anywhere where I could get something that doesn't have the toxins, I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then, so that's the first part, is reduce your toxic exposure wherever you possibly can. The second part of it is increase your release of these toxins every single day, because every day you're getting hit with them, so every day you got to be getting them out, because you don't want that buildup. That buildup is what causes all these health problems.
And how does your body detoxify? How does it work?
Well, this is where, and I think if people now understand the science, they'll never, ever, ever do one of these Master Cleanser fasty things again that make me crazy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is where, if you're going to pull out the worksheet, we're going to start going through this. But first, let's talk about how we detoxify, because it's actually a two-phase approach. And when you think about it, okay, think that our bodies are still really hundreds of thousands of years old when our whole detoxification system and our liver and our kidneys was all designed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't designed to handle things like aspartame or Splenda or, you know, BHT or phthalates. These are things that don't occur in nature. Our body doesn't, like, what are we supposed to do with this? Right?
Right.
So we detoxify in two phases. First thing is, you know, we're bringing toxins in and we'll tend to kind of store them up. The first thing is to make them able to get out of the body. We have to free them up and make them water soluble, because they tend to be stored in our fat and not be water soluble. In order to get them out, we basically are going to pee them out, sweat them out, poop them out. Okay? So once we get them kind of ready to get out, we've got to escort them out. And this is what's so amazing to me. You know, first you've got to get them out of the tissues, then you've got to get them out of the body. And in order to get toxins out of the body, you must have amino acids. And you get amino acids primarily from, you know, you get amino acids from protein, but mm-hmm. ideally from, you know, quality, clean, lean animal protein. Pea rice, too. I love pea rice protein shakes. That's my favorite. But clean, lean, and I always emphasize clean, lean, animal protein is a great source of amino acids. Without amino acids, you can't get the toxins out of the body. And think about that. So you see these cleanses that people are doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, they do something called like the Master Cleanser Shake or the Master mm-hmm. Cleanser Drink, where they do that. I think it's maple syrup and cayenne. I mean,
and maybe some lemon or something.
Yeah,
right?
Lemon. It's like usually you start the day with lemon water, then you have this maple syrup. I'm trying to figure out how sugar ever could possibly be a benefit in a cleanse or
right.
in life. I mean, I'm really
right.
totally don't get that. But then a lot of times they'll have you do like a fast for a couple of days. And what's interesting there is that will speed up the phase one, the release mm-hmm. of the toxins into the body,
mm-hmm.
and shut off phase two, the release of the toxins out of the body. So you get more toxins coming out inside the body with no way to get out.
It's almost worse off than if you never
did it
in the
first place. Oh, no, it's clearly worse off. Leave them where they're going to be. If you're not going to take it all the way through, it is way worse to free them up and not get them out, because what happens when you free them up and you don't get them out is what I call the big black hole, which is what your body becomes, because those toxins aren't benign. That's why your body stored them in the first place. They create a lot of oxidative stress. It's a very aging and inflammatory to let them out, and that's why you'll hear from people when they're going through these things, they go, I feel awful. I always love it. I feel awful. It must be working. I'm like,
right,
no.
Right. And I've even felt that way. I've found myself saying that to myself.
Never again, though, right, Ms. Jackie?
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Never,
I mean,
ever again.
Well, you're really like, you know, you're explaining the science of it, and it's so good to understand that, because if you have that structured in your head, then you say, okay, I get that. But, you know, now I want to be like, okay, what do I have to do? What do I have to eat?
Yeah, so what do I
do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what? Yeah, like, now what? You've convinced, I've got it. I've totally got it.
And this is all part of, you know, I've designed, as you know, and I've taken thousands of people through cleanses. I've taught doctors how to do cleanses, and I've designed a cleanse specifically for Peer Trainer, the 14-day Fresh Start cleanse. And we're going to talk more about that at the end of the call, though. But there's five things that are built into that cleanse that you need to be doing. These are things you really want to do. Again, you want to be detoxifying daily. So these are things that you want to be doing every day, but they have to be part of a successful cleanse. So grab your worksheet, because you'll see the five things you must do to be successful. Is number one, you want to make sure you're drinking lots of water. This seems very obvious, but let's say, you know, when you look at how you detoxify, you're going to poo it out, pee it out, sweat it out. Must have water to do those things. All right, so, you know, get up in the morning, have a glass of water before you do anything else. Before each meal, about 30 minutes before each meal, not with your meal, but with your meal, I like to limit fluids to about 8 ounces, but before your meal, have another glass of water, 16 ounces. And then I have people carry a safe water bottle. Don't go drinking a plastic water bottle, because that's just giving you phthalates, but a safe water bottle throughout the day to really ensure that you're getting at least 64 ounces of water. So, but again, if you think of having a glass right when you get up in the morning, and then you have another glass, and I'm looking at 16, I have big old glasses. I got one sitting on my desk right now, big old glass, 16 ounces, 30 minutes before breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then like an 8 or 16 ounce glass of water before bed. This is really interesting too. What they found with people who get hungry at night is, and this, I mean, you never see this in a study, that 100% of the people in this study who drank a glass, 8 ounce glass of water before bed shut down their evening hunger pangs.
100%.
100%. I'm like, 100%? Really? You sure?
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, come on. That's like one of these little secret weapons. And I will tell you that I can be a bad water gal unless I have my water bottle. Like, you know, I just have to see
I
it.
Am too.
Right? Because then you track it and you know how much you actually had.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a biggie. Now, the next number two is going to be fill up with fiber. Okay. So
okay.
You might be thinking, well, these are just things I should be doing anyway. You're right. Right. But sometimes we really just need to take some time, you know, habits get kind of go sideways and focus again. But fiber, you know, fiber to me is like weight loss's number one secret weapon because it's going to help you not be so hungry. But in terms of detoxification, it is key because one of the most important things you can do to detoxify is have poops you can be proud of. You know, if you're not pooping well, you're not going to detoxify well. I'm sorry I had to say it, honey.
Love that goal.
So, yeah, well, a couple a day, at least one a day is minimum, people. So if you're saying, well, I poop 3 times a week whether I need to or not, no, N-O. Every day, and it should be, you know, one substantial, like, wow, look at that poop a day, and then couple more would be good. Not
that's a wake-up call. That's a wake-up call because I don't think that when you're thinking about weight loss resistance that you're actually focused on that, and that's just such a clear marker.
Well, it can be a marker for toxicity. You know who I find are toxic? People who don't poop well and people who don't sweat well.
Interesting.
But also it can be a marker for poor thyroid function. So I like to think of fiber, and I have every single day. Every day I have a shake. I do a pea rice vegan shake, and I add in fiber, this MediBulk fiber, every single day without fail. Some days I do it twice a day. Like sometimes, like, you know, if I'm home for a while, I like to do a twofer for a couple days just to kind of get things going.
Mm-hmm.
So it works great. And, I mean, what we know with people who replace a meal a day with a shake, besides the fact that you save money and it's fast. It's so easy. That's the way I like to cook, like assemble things. But we know for weight loss, and, you know, I know everybody's not around about weight loss, but just so you never have to worry about it later on, it helps you lose more weight and keep it off. So, I mean, who doesn't want to not have to worry about weight down the road if you're not worrying about it now, right?
Yeah, and you don't have to think about it. It's the ease. You don't have to plan.
Exactly. So the fiber things that I love, I use a fiber product called MediBulk because I tell people that 50 or more grams of fiber a day. So I find for most of us that means if we could add a little extra with a supplement, then we make it sort of like your insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition to that, I love chia seeds and freshly ground flaxseed meal. I love berries, lentils. Non-starchy vegetables are great, but they're, you know, you have to eat a lot of them to get a lot of fiber. But raw nuts and seeds and lentils and legumes and berries are like, and apples are just rock stars here.
Mm-hmm.
Now the next one. So I'm going to say get stinky, but I'm going to tell you I'm not, like, I've moved off poop, okay? So that's not what I'm talking about here. And it shouldn't stink in there either, by the way. Get stinky refers to vegetables. And one of the key things that's going to help you detoxify well, our body needs this to detoxify, is sulfur. So broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage. Cabbage is just incredible here. And one of the things people don't think about doing, oh, with onions too, shred up some cabbage and throw it into your salad with your arugula. I mean, fabulous.
So all the cruciferous is what you're
Well,
suggesting.
But not all of them. I mean, cauliflower,
okay.
Broccoli, cabbage, onions, garlic, those are really the big key sulfur-rich ones.
Okay.
So those are a phenomenal case. Let me just take a total aside, and I'll share a little recipe that I've put together that is just – here's how we know this one's good. My teenage boys think it's amazing.
Yeah, that's the ultimate arbiter.
Okay, yes, there you go. So, I mean, so cauliflower mixed with coconut oil and sea salt roasted.
Oh, that sounds great. I love roasted
so good.
Vegetables.
Oh,
yum.
But with I mean, it is so – you're going to – flip out. Okay, so we'll keep going though. Jackie and I have a tendency to go totally off subject, so we're staying focused today. The next one is sweat and circulate. So that's number four, sweat and circulate. And couple ways you can do this. Obviously, I'm going to say exercise, right? But mm-hmm. you can also get a dry brush and you can brush your body, and that's really going to help get the blood flow going and exfoliate. And also massage is a good one here. And if you're having a massage done and have them do a little lymphatic drainage, I mean, don't do an hour of lymphatic drainage. Have you ever had lymphatic drainage done?
I have, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's like you're kind of going, well, where's the massage? So,
yes.
You know, you're going, what was that? So I'm going to have them
right.
add it in, but, you know, get a massage, right? So that's another one, sweat and circulate. Saunas are great here. Far infrared saunas are even more great because they help penetrate deeper into the fat to help release those toxins. Remember, toxins store in our fat, and then they slow down our metabolism, right,
mm-hmm.
and they affect our hormones. And
mm-hmm.
then finally, go green. And all of those green vegetables, like you sort of alluded to already, especially things like cilantro, parsley,
mm-hmm.
you know, these help
mm-hmm.
pull out some of the heavy metals. So this is where I love to add in a green drink. You can make, if you've got a juicer, throw in some kale and celery and spinach and broccoli and cilantro in there and cucumber, yum. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, get those greens up. Because they
mm-hmm.
do, first of all, they're rich in antioxidants, but they help to pull those heavy metals out. And we're getting those every single day, by the way. I'm sorry, if you're breathing, you're getting them. Hate to break it to you. Now, what should you never, ever, ever, ever do? And I think, you know, if I was going to say everybody guess, I bet you probably are getting that fasting would be a big no-no.
And it's counter to everything we hear.
Everything.
So I'm so glad you're repeating it because you almost have to make sure that it sinks in your brain.
Well, and also let's think about it. We need protein multiple times during the day because we really don't have a good place to store it, and we need it for all of our body's processes, detoxification, rebuilding, collagen, hair, skin, and nails, bones, carrying hormones, okay? So, you know, your three meals, you want to eat some clean, lean protein so that
mm-hmm.
you make sure you've got what you need to detoxify well. Fasting, I mean, we fast every day, actually, when you think about it, because we stop eating after dinner. We shut the kitchen off, right? I mean, honestly, we should have a big padlock. I wish that I had a big padlock on mine. So don't you sometimes? I mean, or is it just me?
No question.
Yeah, there should be like a big alarm that sounds when someone wanders in there.
Right.
But, you know, intruder alert. So, but, you know, after dinner, shut the kitchen. You're not hungry. You're just bored. Get out of there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
then get in the bathtub because, you know, if you're in the bathtub, you're not in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Pick
right?
up a book.
So,
even though you hear this so much of the time, it's so necessary to keep repeating it to yourself.
Yeah. In the bath with a good book. I'm in the bath with a good book and a glass of wine. But see, that's why I then can't go back in the kitchen because one glass of wine gets to be another glass of wine and then you're in trouble. So
right.
it's, again, I wish I could just like, you know, padlock that side of the house after dinner. But that's what you really should think of. That kitchen is closed. And then you're going to wake up, you know, so that's 2 to 3 hours before bed. We shouldn't be eating and going to sleep because when you sleep, you're supposed to raise growth hormone and repair, and you can't do that if you've got a full belly. So you're getting 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep. You stopped eating 2 to 3 hours before bed. You're going to wake up about and eat within about an hour of waking up. So when you think about it, we should naturally be fasting 10 to 12 hours a day anyway. So you don't
mm-hmm.
need to do more of it. Okay? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you like that? Because I don't know about you, but I feel like absolute crap if I fast.
Oh, I can't, actually can't do it. I mean, well, you never say the word can't, but I just can't function, and so what's the point?
Right. I mean, I'm just cranky.
Yeah,
not
and then
for a mom.
And then I feel like I'm doubly hungry. I
yeah.
don't even get one thing. I want to stuff my face with foods
exactly.
that I hadn't even thought about prior, so it just does not work.
Well, it's very clear people who start the day with a substantial, balanced, protein-rich breakfast eat less and lose more weight, by the way. I mean, that
yeah,
has been proven over and over and over again. I know that whenever the only time I get in trouble is if I miss meals. Then it's like, you know, all hell breaks loose.
And for me, it's if I miss breakfast. I can miss dinner and be completely fine. But if I miss breakfast, I start
yeah.
craving everything under the sun.
Yep, those adult cupcakes, those muffins. Now, now, what you must include for optimal detoxification, protein, Okay? I'm going to say it and say it and say it and say it, because every time I look out there, there's yet another one of these silly fasts where someone is drinking like fruit juice all day long, or, you know, some, or just water, and it's just rotten. Don't do it. You've got to have protein. I hope you understand now. It's just science. Follow the science. And the science says without amino acids, you can't get those toxins out of your body. No point freeing them up if you're not getting them out. And that's why you feel crappy. And you know what? You shouldn't feel crappy when you're doing something healthy for yourself. Now, granted, if you've been living on sugar and caffeine and all of a sudden, I don't think we need to cut caffeine out altogether. So yay for that. I think that one cup of coffee a day is totally fine, and some green tea. But if you're someone who's been living on a lot of refined carbohydrates and sugar and you pull that down, yeah, you might not feel so great for a couple days. But that's very different than being on a fast and having all these toxins building up in your system and just feeling just horrible. That's a different different feeling. So the secret weapon for appetite and cravings control, I've really hinted at that. And again, this is fiber. And it just, this is why I always have people add in the extra, because I want to make sure. I like to bring people up, and I don't bring them up overnight on this one, Jackie, because that can make you mad. I bring them up over time because your body needs to adjust to that. But you start getting used to having 50 grams or more of fiber a day, you will not be hungry. You will poop well. You'll have a good gut function because it feeds the good bacteria. Remember, one of the things I mentioned that can give you a toxic burden is this stuff called small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. That's when your gut's not healthy. It extracts more calories from the foods you eat and stores fat, and good healthy fiber actually fights that. How cool is that? So do probiotics. Now, let's talk about... and this is a big deal, because what I see are some of the foods that we're eating every day to be healthy. I mean, isn't that like perfect? The foods that we're eating every single day to be healthy can actually be the very foods that are hurting us. How sad is that? And so when I do a focused cleanse, this is when I pull these out so that we can then test at the end to see, hey, are these working for you or not? Because sometimes if you start eating the same food day in, day out, especially ones that have a higher allergenicity ratio, they can make you hold on to false fat. They can make you have more cravings. They can make you tired, bloated, joint pain. So the foods that have the highest tendency towards doing this, don't get mad at me. I did not make these up. If I was going to make up it wouldn't have been these. But I can just tell you, I've tested hundreds of clients, and I've taken thousands of people off these foods, and I'm blown away all the time by what I see. So if you don't handle these foods well, they create a toxic response in your body. Key ones: dairy, eggs, gluten, and soy. So when you're doing a cleanse, yank these suckers. Yank them out for a couple weeks, completely, 100%, and see what happens. Because if you are one of those 70% or more people who react to them, you're going to see changes in a matter of days. The first couple days, you're going, I want my cheese, I want my cheese, I want my cheese. Right?
Right, right.
And then once it's gone, you're like, three, four, 5 days later, you go, I just lost 5 pounds. Oh, my gosh, my knees don't hurt anymore. Wow, my skin's clearing up. I mean, literally, these are the things I hear. I just saw someone just posted on my Facebook page, Jackie. They go, I read another article. I'm like, yet another article I wrote about food sensitivities, right, and their toxic response. And she goes, I decided to do that, and I lost 9 pounds this first week. And I'm like, yes!
Wow.
I know. So darn
and
cool.
And this should become daily habits. But I almost think... when you take a focused approach to it, like, you know, your focused cleanse, and you get jump started in that way, you know, then it becomes something that can become daily habits. And, you know, I know we've been asked for this a lot because so many people at Peer Trainer want to do this, but they say, okay, I almost need a jump start. I need something that's going to guide me to finally make this a daily habit.
Yeah, because, I mean, come on, we've got so many distractions. And just like we started talking at the beginning, it's like you go, okay, tomorrow, it's always like that night, tomorrow I'm going to do this. but you need that commitment. And it's like, so when I look at what is essential, this is the final thing on the worksheet, what is essential to ensure your overall success? I mean, and okay, but we're going to assume that you're doing the right program, that these things I've shared with you now are things that you're going to embrace because they are backed not only by science, but by results.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one thing to say, okay, I've got the research, but it's another thing to say, I've got thousands of people. Okay.
Right.
I got both.
Right.
But even with all that, I can tell you that what is going to ensure someone's success, you got to have that accountability and support, the coaching. It changes
yes.
everything. I have a coach, my goodness, because, you know, it's too easy to go, well, I'll start tomorrow.
So do I. I'm the same
you
way.
Know?
It's accountability. It's accountability.
Huge. It changes
yeah.
everything. And so I know that so many people, you've got a very sophisticated community at Peer Trainer with people who know what to do, but it's really beyond that. It's not about, it's not enough to know what to do.
Mm-hmm. It's
then
the action.
Let's go, let's, okay, we're all going to grab hands and do it. And I found, boy, it's, first of all, it's fun to do it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and it's also creating a new environment. And that's
I want to do right now. I'm going to stop and I'm going to guide everybody over to this because I'm kind of talking vague, and there's no reason to because we've put this all up so that you can see it. And then we'll just get concrete about it. But if you go over to Peer Trainer, www.peertrainer.com/fresh start, you'll see what Jackie and I cooked up. And, you know, it's so funny, Jackie, when you look at it, I think, you know, you always kind of create things you want yourself.
Right. Exactly. I mean, and why wouldn't you? Because if you know that this is going to help you, it's going to help.
Exactly. So, I mean, when I look at doing something, I mean, here are the things that I always have to have. I have to know that it's something that I can do no matter what kind of crazy schedule I'm have going on because I travel so much. So, you know, sometimes I'll be at home for a week, but sometimes I'll be on the road. And if I am at home, I'm going to be cooking for my family, so it can't be some weird tweaky thing that
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go, guys, tonight you're having tofurkey. It's okay, you'll like it. You know what I mean? They're not going to go along with it. So it has to be just, and I it's funny because I was going to go to the Culinary Institute, but honestly, I'm a meal assembler and you know it. So to me, things need to be simple. You can't have strange food. I don't want to go having to shell out a bunch of cash in order to do something. You know, when you really look at a program like this, it shouldn't really. In fact, I found that when I'm on a cleanse, it actually saves me money because
mm-hmm.
and time because I'm doing more shakes and they're more cost effective and I'm getting in really good nutrition. And, you know, yesterday I was on Facebook and I go, lazy lunch today, which meant I did a shake.
Right. And it's because it's just so much easier and you know that you're getting what you want. I mean, I was talking to you previously saying, I need something. I know I need to do this. I know I need to do this. But, you know, there's always some party. There's always something you have to go to. And, oh, okay. But if I know that there's a reason, there's something structured, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I'm starting
now. I can sail through the party. I actually was working with someone and I was putting on a cleanse because I'm going on a cruise. I got perfect time to do it. It's,
yes.
it's, you know, the best time to do these things is when you think, oh, this is not a good time. I'm like, this is the time.
Exactly.
You just told
that's
me that is the perfect time. Yes. Yeah, so
exactly.
Let's go back. So peertrainer.com/fresh start. Let me take you through it because it on this program that Jackie and I will be guiding you through, we're basically going to take you through exactly what to do. And again, it's cost effective, it's time effective because that's what we need. So there's really no excuse not to do it unless you want to be tired and bloated and, you know, et cetera.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Keep
but,
on
you
the
know,
same
if
course.
If you're going, hey, I want to break some of these habits, I want to de-bloat, I call it de-aging. I don't want to slow down the aging process. I want to, like, turn it around.
Yeah.
You know, really look like people will turn around and go, did you, like, just get some work done? Have you been to the spa for the last 3 weeks? So if that sounds good to you, then you need to join us on this. And let me share with you what happens when you raise your hand and say, yes, this is going to be fun. And it will. Honestly, I mean, it will be fun. You might be mad at us the first couple days if you have to give up your cheese, but you'll get over it, right?
Yeah, and the results, so, in, even after the first few days, you'll say, okay, I'm so glad I did that.
Oh, you know what's so interesting to me? Because, you know, I'll take people through a program and they go, okay, I can do this for 2 weeks. I can do it. But then I'm going back over there. And I, at the end of 2 weeks, they're like, well, you know, I think I'm going to kind of stick with this. I feel
right.
so much better. So,
right. exactly.
you know, I'm going to say, give us 2 weeks. Give us 2 weeks. That's what we need here. But, you know, we'll talk at the end of those 2 weeks and we'll see how you feel. And actually, it's a 2-week program, which ends up with 3 classes. And so the minute you sign up, and again, if you go to peertrainer.com/worksheet, fresh start, you're going to see this in detail. You're going to see what we're going to take you through. I'm going to just keep emphasizing where you're going to end up. And where you're going to end up is some of these habits that have crept up, we are going to kick them to the curb, and you're going to end up going, I have more energy than I have had for ever. I mean, I'm energetic, I'm deep-loaded, I feel great, I'm focused. So the minute you sign up, and I always want to do this, it's like when the buzz is on, I want to get things moving, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So, yes. So the minute you sign up, you get in the forum where we will all be hanging out and connecting with each other. You'll connect with all your peers, and you will get your Getting Started audio and download. So you'll have things that you can start doing right away, even before the actual class starts, and you'll know what you need to stock up on in terms of groceries, meal plans. But I'm going to tell you again, this is not like you are now going to become a master chef. This is very simple, easy stuff that the whole family will like. You can buy it at any grocery store. There's nothing freaky-deaky.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, which is key, because yes. that is what stops people. They say, well, this would be nice, but I don't really have the time. I have
right.
to
I have
always
to cook for my
take care
family,
of everybody.
Or I can't
yes.
spend another $300 on groceries that, you know. No.
I mean, that's what I'm like. If it's not easy and if I can't get my whole family involved, it sounds nice and I'll do it when I can eventually.
Yeah, which
when
is
the kids
never.
Are out of, when the kids are out of the home.
Right. Yeah, when I'm 70. So we'll give you grocery shopping lists, very simple, and your meal plans. I mean, literally everything is done for you here, except I'm not coming over to cook, all right? So that ain't happening. But, you know, everything except for you blending up your shake and whipping up the meals, which should take you under 15 minutes, is done for you. We've thought it all through, and you've got two busy women who want to break their own little bad habits
mm-hmm.
on board
exactly.
setting this up. We're going to give you 3 training calls, and this is where we walk you through exactly what you need to do to get those amazing results I keep talking about. You know, so what you're going to be eating, what you're going to be drinking, what you're doing for exercise. And then we'll also have 2 question-and-answer calls. We'll open it up, and you guys can, you know, fire away with your questions to us. And generally what I tend to do there is have you send in your questions ahead of time. That way we know that you get them answered. Some people get shy on the phone.
Yeah.
Yes. And
yes,
they'll go, well,
absolutely.
I have this question. I always get those emails afterwards. Well, I had a question. I'm like, but speak up. So
yeah.
we have you email them all in as you're thinking of them, and then we just run down the line and we get them all answered. So you don't have to worry about, like, you know, I don't know, can I have arugula? Then I also have built in some really cool bonuses. And I have my 4x4 workout, and I tell people fast, fun, and you're done in 15 minutes or less. And people argue with the fun, but the thing is you're done in 15 minutes, so if you're not having fun, who cares, right? 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And
what can you not do for 15
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah, exactly. What I did was I built in resistance training and burst training all into a 15-minute workout. So literally you jam through it. You can do it at home. It takes virtually all you need are a couple dumbbells, and you've got it. So if you've got that time excuse for not working out or the I don't want to go to the gym excuse, those excuses just got handled. Then I have interviewed some of the coolest people out there in the world of health and toxicity. I mean, because I go out and I spend so much time in the doctor world, I have access to people that most people don't get to hang out with. And mm-hmm. so I have Dr. Kayla Daniel talking about soy. She wrote the whole soy story and the scary stuff on soy. I have Jeffrey Smith, talking about genetically modified foods that will really just scare the pants off you. I have Dr. Tom O'Brien talking about gluten. And then I have Jaima Rossano talking about organic skincare and what you can do there. And then also another gal, Michelle Nakarati-Chopkis. I had to practice that name. I met her when I was moderating a big forum, and I was like, had to introduce her, and I'm like, Michelle Nakarati-Chopkis. But she is the head of a big environmental group, so she really gives the download on toxins. So, by the way, all those bonuses, that's actually over $150 in bonus cool stuff right there, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Actually,
and it's an expert's library. I mean, it's so much resource about so many different specialized things.
Yeah, it's all the stuff. So that, by the way, is more than the cost of, because we're doing a special price on the program, that's more than the cost of the program is what you're getting in bonuses. How do you like that? So, and again, all these training calls, you will get the links to the calls. You'll also get handouts, quizzes. There's all sorts of extra cool stuff that comes along with this. Again, look at peertrainer.com/fresh start to see it. But for the first 100 people, and I like to do this, by the way, Jackie, just to kind of reward, first of all, to get you off the fence, because, I mean, honestly, I can't think of any reason why not to do this. I mean, unless
I can't either. Even speaking about it, I'm so excited to be restarting this because
I know. Isn't it cool?
yes, absolutely. I'm like, oh, I can't
yourself.
Wait. You know what I'm thinking in my head? I have to share with you. I can't wait to feel really good again because I always feel good, but there's always that.
But not
thing.
At your peak, isn't it? It's like it's
exactly
the difference of being at your peak, and it's you need a little hand holding to get to your peak. I don't sit at my peak. And it just, honestly, I'll be candid. That's why I like these programs, because it pushes me.
But I'm so glad you just said that.
Too.
Yeah, I'm so glad you just said that peak. That's absolutely what it is.
Yeah.
That nagging feeling in the back of your mind going, why aren't I just doing this? And I'm getting excited as we talk about it.
I know. You're like, sign me up. Wait,
yeah.
I am signed up. So you're one of the first 100, Jackie. So what I put together for the first 100 is, and by the way, when you sign up, get on this one right away, all right? It's Think Your Way Thin. It's an audio download and then my top 20 list with that. And I want you to get started on that. It is just the coolest group of simple tips that you can put into your life that will, by the way, shrink your calorie load by 20% without you even thinking about it. Your stomach won't even notice. These are really simple things to put in place. I have loved putting them into my life, so I had to make a, it's like the minute I saw that, I have to do this for everybody. So that's on my site for $27. So again, that's actually another, even more stuff. But that's for the first 100 people, because I like to really reward people who go, sign me up, I'm ready to go, who don't sit there and go, well, I don't, maybe I want to have more energy, maybe I'd like to de-bloat, maybe I don't want to have, you know, maybe I want to think more clearly. No, come on. Yes, you do.
Make a decision. Make a decision and you do it. And you know that it's the right decision. That's the thing. There's no debate whether it's the right decision or not. You just have to do it.
Well, that's why we made this price point so silly, so that there is no debate. And this is going to sit on the Peer Trainer site as a $197 program. But what we decided to do as a special first-time, you know, charter group is to do it for $97. Now, remember, there's over $150 in bonuses. The first 100 get another $27 bonus. So it's sort of like, are you kidding?
And I mean, and this is something, you know, I convinced JJ to do, because she has done this. She has been doing this weight loss resistance stuff for over 20 years.
A long time, but I look so young because I
yeah, I don't know why. But I mean, the biggest thing here is that she's the one that's teaching the physicians. I mean, this is what she's teaching the physicians to recommend for people that are going into the practice. And I said, wow, you know, imagine being able to offer this to Peer Trainer. And so we work together to do this. You know, I do have to say, we put together these product bundles, and of course they're available through the site. But everyone knows, when we talk about things at Peer Trainer, this is stuff that I personally use. And the products that we put together are things that JJ uses, not just recommends, things that we do. And so I'm definitely highly recommending that you grab yours, because We're having you replace 1 to 2 meals a day with a shake. And this is, we went around and looked at all the shakes, and we decided to put our preferred label on this. It's vegan, you know, it's plant-based, and the most important thing is that this is, there are so many different products out there, and this is what we decided to put our stamp on.
Yeah, that this was a lot of research.
Yeah, it was. I mean, JJ, how many times did I say, what about this? What about this?
I know,
what about this?
A lot of discussions on this. But, I mean, the bottom line is, this is what I've been using. This is how I started my day today. And what I love the most about replacing a meal a day with a shake, a high-quality shake, and if you don't just go use any shake that could then turn into an adult milkshake, is you actually save time and money. But part of what we've done to support your success is we put together 2 product kit options for you. Again, we've got the program. We made it like crazy cost effective. But part of what we're going to teach you to do in the program is replace 2 meals a day with a shake during the program. After that, I'm going to tell you, hey, this is a great habit, 1 a day with a shake forever, by the way. And so we wanted to also make this easy for you and give you options should you choose to take these right here. And I'm going to tell you honestly, with the amount of time I've spent on it and the amount of what you and Habib have put me through, Jackie, these are by far, and they've been using them, the best products and also at the best price. And that's another cool thing is I think that the value here is unbelievable, crazy. So you'll see 2 different options there. You know, the basic cleanse kit, which is 2 shakes. You can do chocolate or vanilla, 2 fibers, and a detox packet you're going to be using the minute you get it. I want you to get on it. And then you'll also see a plus kit that's got some more GI support. So if you are one of those gassy, bloaty types, you don't have to raise your hand. You know who you are.
Yes.
I'm one of those, okay? So.
I am too.
By the way, most people seem to be, and this is the stuff that I use, Berber Cap, which helps. It's an antimicrobial, helps kill off those gut bugs that can extract more food from the calories from the food you eat and stores fat, and a really good probiotic. And then these digestive enzymes, Biogest, I do not go anywhere without those. So we have a basic kit and then a plus kit if you're one of those people that would like some more GI support. And again, we recommend these as great success kits to go along with the program. So you'll see those at peertrainer.com/freshstart. As what you can do to support the program. And again, we've made this program, I mean, crazy affordable. You're going to be the premier group going through this. That's why we've kind of, you know, done all this extra stuff for you to get
right.
started. And then we've put these 2 product kits together really so you can decide what's best for you. What do you need to do to support your success? And we've kind of shown you what are the 2 options, but they're easy to use. And I will tell you, when you replace, again, 1 to 2 meals a day with a shake, you're going to find that you save money and time. We love that. And the detox packet that we have in the programs, I don't know if you're aware of this, Jackie, but I helped put that one together with the company. So,
yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah. So I want to remind you again, you've got your worksheet. We went through all of those things, so you have things you can do right now. But if you're like us, we know what to do, and then we need someone saying, "Do that now. I'm doing it with you, and I'm going to make sure you do it." And we're all going to rise up and hold each other accountable. And so remember, peertrainer.com/freshstart. We've put in that extra bonus for the first 100 to really reward you for just going, "Yep, I'm in. Sign
mm-hmm.
me up." And
mm-hmm.
then join us in the forum, and we'll meet you there. And again, remember to check out those product kits and see what's going to support your success best for you on the program. And I'm just so – first of all, I'm excited to do this with you. I think we are going to have a blast.
Absolutely. And I trust you. I mean, you have become my health coach. And
I'm honored.
When you were going through all of this, though, I just have to reiterate for our community, you're going through this and you structure this so well. It's something that I can do. I don't have those automatic things that go off in my head and say, yeah, but, you know, that doesn't really make sense. It makes sense, and I'm excited to do it, and I'm excited to feel good because it's been a while, I have to say.
Well, let's change that. I think that changes
exactly.
Quick. And by the way, this will be, we will be having three classes. They will be replayed. So if you're looking at the page and you go, I can't make the class, it doesn't matter because we play you back the replay. So you can do this on your schedule, right? But we'll be all in it together on the forum. So whenever you can join into the forum, you can go at 3 in the morning, although I'm going to tell you, get your sleep. But other than that, you know, don't worry if you can't make it right at the class time. You can just replay it later and then send us in your questions. So peertrainer.com/freshstart, be one of the first 100, and you will be hanging with us too as we break through some of our little bad habits we've accumulated, and we will all like rise up to have more energy, deep load, DH, and be fabulous together.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
All righty. Bye.